appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you ever want the video version of this, you can head over to my YouTube. The visuals can really hit you in a different way. So if that's what you're into, go ahead and check it out. If not, well, keep enjoying the show.
She acts just like me, and it's super frustrating.
Welcome to the Everything Goes My Way podcast, where I share how to get more clients, increase sales, build a business that runs without you, and the many mistakes I've made on the journey. So hope you get value and subscribe.
And I'm like, why are you doing this? And then, you know, I get frustrated and I go ask Logan, like, what, why does she do this? And he's like, well, why are you frustrated about it? You have the same problem. I'm like, okay. So, tactically, I think one thing that has really, really helped me just recently, is scheduling a day or a half of a day to be alone, putting it on the schedule, because that is my release. That is the way that I like decompress and come back together so I can serve my family at 100% again for the rest of the day, for the rest of the week, for that matter. If I don't have that alone time, I'm like frazzled and my family ends up getting the short end of the stick, which is totally not fair. If anything gets the short end of the stick, it should not be me or my husband or my kids. It should be anything else in life, but not them. They should be the priority always. So that's one like tactical thing that I have done is schedule alone time. But that's for me, because that's how I recharge. That's how I fix my own problems, is I just sit with myself, right? And I don't have any distractions.
And there's a second piece of that. So, and this is, I think this is the piece, Christine, that like will help you make that thing that you saw make more sense, is that, so Katie schedules that time, right? But then the kids know, because she sets the expectation that mom is going to be alone for this time and you need to do independent play, or you need to go read your book, or like whatever it is that they know what they need to do, is like, that's that time set for that. So there's an expectation. So like what you saw happen, it wasn't like a reaction. There was an expectation set. She came in, as kids do, and they test. And I just continue to set the expectation again. My expectation is that they're going to test me. I might have to say it 100 times, but I'll continue to say it. And they will just continue to test. And so it's your job as a leader to expect it and then just to say the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again. So like what you saw right there was one time of me saying, hey, it's independent time, but that's like 10 times a day. Right. I should say it used to be 10 times a day. Now, like, she just knows. Like, now she just does it. Right. Cause she finally heard. After the 100th time, she finally heard. Now it's independent play.
Well, and some days are even better than others. Like,
totally. Yeah.
Some days it's are testing like, okay, days.
Now we're good. But it always comes back around. And then it's like, it's been a while since I've tested mom and dad. I'm going to just go test them again. Right. And then mom and dad are like, man, got this again. It's very similar to business. It's like, you think that things are going good and all of a sudden an employee messes up or something happens. You're like, I thought I was out of this. It's like, it's a condition. It's a condition of being a parent.
I don't know if she's 4. I'm sure she's around that age. She looked like she's about
4. She is 4. Yeah. She just turned 4.
Does she ask you questions and do you include her in some type of way, like in your business activities, or do you draw a line and you're like, no, you're a kid. We're going to keep you in this lane. Or do you expose them to the business at all?
As much as possible.
Yeah.
And again, Katie, was when you quit your job, right? So you had a job in 2018. You know, I've honestly never had a real job. Being a personal trainer, I guess you could call that a real job, but I've always been an entrepreneur. But Katie was definitely had a W-2, and I convinced her to leave her job to come work with me, right? Come get paid $0, take all this risk and quit your job. She was an office manager at a dentist office. And I don't know how much money he made at the time. I think he thought it was good. I don't know how much money he made, Katie. How much
I think was it? Was like $50,000.
Yeah, so it was good. That was like 2018. That was before inflation, right? but this is the vision that I sold Katie on, is the freedom, right? Is the freedom that, yes, it's more risky, but like you get to be home with the kids. We get to have the kids because at that time we didn't have Lane, we just had Kobe. And it's like, you can be home with the kids, we get to prepare our schedule, we can live where we want to live. Like, so this is all things that we've been planning from a long time, right? Like, it it happened now, but like it was planned back here. And our whole goal was that we had our kids around us more than they were around, you know, in daycares or other people or even teachers, for that example, like we homeschool our kids, right? And we just believe that our kids would be better off in an entrepreneur environment, meeting people like Christine, rather than, you know, hanging out with teachers at school and hanging out with, you know, whatever, right? Totally different subject, but intentional that we have our kids around us all the time. And we want them to be part of this, want them to be exposed to business. Whether they go in business or not, it's totally up to them. But we definitely our environment at home is very similar to our business. It's like, it's a culture of accountability. It's a culture of responsibility. And we have core values for our family. And I don't even see our family and business as separate. It's like, we're just like running our life. Like we're just doing life. And we just had a conversation with our oldest daughter yesterday of like, I shared with my vision of her, like, because guess what? She's frustrated because there's a high standard for her in the house. She wants to run away because there's things she has to do that most kids her age doesn't do. So she looks around and she's frustrated because her friends don't have to like do the things that she has to do. Her friends, you know, don't have the same responsibilities. And she's still a kid. She's 13 years old. And so I'm like, you no longer have this ability to get something for nothing. Like a babies get that. But as you get older, like if you want something, there is something that you must give in order to get it. Right. Mm-hmm. To have the freedom you want, there must be discipline on the front end of it. And so she's like battling this. Right. But I shared with her, my vision is that she attains the skill sets, that she's independent, she's self-sufficient, and she has the choice, the freedom to do what she wants, when she wants, with who she wants to do it. Right. And my vision is that we're basically grooming her to be part of our empire, be part of what we're building. Now, if she doesn't want to, that's really cool. We will be fine without her, but my preference is that she joins us in some manner eventually down the line. Right. And that's how I see our youngest one as well. It's like, we're grooming her. Right.
So. Yeah. That's awesome. That helps. Yes. It does. Thank you both so much.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you, Christine, for hopping on here. And I didn't catch, like, are you running a cleaning business on the side, or what are you doing on the side?
So I have a full-time job. I started the cleaning company about 3 years ago, but I started a business partner. It was a little bit of a different dynamic. It was like a side gig for the both of us. She stepped away in February. And in February, I found you.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Kim told me you and Katie had a one-on-one, correct?
Yeah. What's that? Yeah.
You and Katie had a one-on-one. Yeah, okay. Yes. Amazing. And you like doubled the business in the last like month or two, right? Or something like that, crazy?
Yeah, we've grown like 35 to 45% every month since February.
Good. Yeah. Great. So good job.
Trying to get rid of the golden handcuffs and make this my primary thing, but all in good time, right? So
good. That's amazing. Yeah. Keep the momentum going. And yeah, when you continue to see the vision of it, of where you can go, it's like money is a factor, but it's not the factor. It's what we just talked about. It's you being able to raise your kids and have them come in on a Zoom meeting, like have that vision and do that, like be that one of your goals. You'd be surprised that like those little things are like some of the things that I've seen other people doing, like those are more the things I strive for rather than dollars and things. And like those moments, it's like that got me going. So it's awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for asking the question. Amazing question. All right, Adam Lowell, we have some good questions on here. Thank you guys for being on here. We'll answer Adam's question here in a second, but I know we're not getting into the chat. Hopefully, if you guys do have questions, raise your hand. Our kids, speaking of our kids, hopefully they put themselves to bed. Maybe they'll come down here. Who knows?
Lainey just busted down here.
Lainey just came down?
Yeah, she poked in for a second.
Oh, that's awesome. Cool. Adam, what's going on, my friend?
Logan, how are you, my friend?
Doing good, dude.
Good. I want to congratulate you guys on your success and all that cool stuff. I've been seeing your name pop up a lot lately, so congratulations to you on all that. Awesome. Basically, I don't want to take a lot of time. Just want to give you guys a rundown on you know, where I'm at right now, where I came from, all that kind of stuff. Cool. So yeah, I started a business back then with a friend of mine. Cameras and alarms, tanked that out of immaturity. Went through a few things, you know, blue collar life, this and that, and just decided to take the leap a few months ago. You know, I've always kind of wanted to do an entrepreneurial venture, and this is where I'm at right now. I started my company about 5 to 6 months ago, and you know, I just haven't had the results that I expected that I would. Hearing all your guys' numbers and stuff like that, I'm not even there with any of that. I went really intense with, you know, discount cleanings for friends and families to try to acquire a lot of reviews on Google. I've had some cleaning. I have 9 recurring customers. You know, they're not, I'm not charging them as much as I should.